Hello everybody and welcome to episode 95 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 28th of April 2009. Right then, first of all, I've got to make a public apology about something. I don't have to, but I feel like I've got to do it basically. But somehow my website got hacked, which was this one, which is www.gordon-valentine.com, and my N-Trend Cycle one, which is ntrend-cycle.co.uk, that's the one. Basically, somebody must get my FTP details or something like that. I don't quite know how they got them, but there it goes. And sort of changed the HTML code. So at the bottom of virtually every single page, it put a little link that basically would make your web browser try and open virus and stuff. So I'd like to say a big thanks to the two people that emailed me to let me know about it, because I had a quick look at it first and I couldn't find it, and when I got a second email I thought something ain't right. So I went through looking at HTML code to find that something was stuck at the bottom of each of them. So I contacted my ISP, not my ISP, the people who host the website to tell them about it, and apparently they already knew it happened, and that's why they'd sort of blocked everybody's FTP access and added a little thing so you can basically disable your FTP access. They said it's happened to lots of people, but everybody else spoken to, it only seems to have happened to 34SP, unless I'm wrong and I might end up going to another website at some point and finding it's happened to them as well. But it was a bit of a pain, but I had to go through every single page on my website and basically re-upload it for me. But 34SP, which is the most, were really good and able to see which pages I'd missed and what ones it happened to. But at first I thought it only basically that website, and then later on today I found it happened to another one of the websites I've got hosted in that space. So I've just spent the past hour or so getting off that thing. So as if you did go to my website in the past couple of days and you got your AVG or whatever popped up as a virus alert, I am so sorry. It wasn't my fault, and I'm going to try my damnedest to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I'm also pretty sure my websites are now 100% that's true. The virus that says it wasn't really on the website, so I'm an idiot, and so I must have stick a bit of code at the bottom of half my pages. So hopefully that's gone, and all I can do is apologise again. I'm so sorry. Right then, so now on to what else I've been up to, even, I can't speak. Sorry that I haven't done a podcast, I've been busy. In the past weeks alone, I have been to, where have I been to, I can't even remember now, I've been to Cardiff, I've been to London twice, I think it is, well actually 3 times I've been down to London. Yesterday I was up in a place called Castleford, which is near Leeds. Today I was in London again, tomorrow I'm back in Castleford again, and then tomorrow I'm in a place called Elmsleyport, which is near to Liverpool, which is giving me a long day doing first aid courses, so it's good fun, but it's not going to be repetitive, and I've done it that many times. I've got to remember to laugh at the jokes and try and look semi-awake when I'm just like, oh no. But as I say, the money's quite good. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, last week I took my car into the garage to get its yearly MOT, which, surprise, surprise, it failed, but I knew it was going to, and everything they told me it had failed on, it's not worked at any. One of them was the handbrake wasn't quite right, which I knew that was, it's only meant to go up like a little bit, and it was virtually going up as far as it possibly could go, so they fixed that. So but this time they couldn't normally just tighten up the cable, this time the cable needed replacing apparently, so they did that for me. And I also needed 2 new tyres, and 2 of the front side lights weren't quite right. One had gone out and the other one just wasn't quite bright enough. But the side lights are something you never actually know, because you generally don't often have them on, so, but they fixed them for me and everything else, and that came to £330. What may sound quite a lot, but is that new tyres, new cables, and also the time that it took them to do it and everything else. So, now my cars, I know it's definitely roadworthy again, which is always good. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, I've been doing lots more to the end-to-end route. So if you go to the website, which is endtoend.cycle.co.uk, I've now made a good start on sorting the routes out. So if you go down the side, it'll say route day 1, day 2, blah blah blah. So most of them, well not most of them, but some of the days when you click on it and you'll get a nice little map and a line showing what way we're going to be going. As I say, some of them aren't fully finished yet, so you'll click on it and you'll get a Google Maps popping up, which will go down busy roads and all the other ones. But the roads we have sorted out, you have an elevation chart which will show you where the hills are, and one of them is really scary. It's basically, what I can remember, it's basically climbing non-stop for 10 miles. Can you imagine that? It's like in 10 miles just going up and up and up and up and up. So we are definitely pleased that we're getting somewhere, and we've also booked all the accommodation. I don't know if I spoke about that in the last podcast or not, and that came to £550, I think it was. It may sound a lot, but that's between me and Mike, so I think that way for 70 nights accommodation, you can't really complain at that, to be quite honest. So I'm starting to get quite excited about it now, knowing that I'm going to be cycling like from John O'Groats to Land's End in less than 4 months now. It's like, whoa, quite scary. But What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, I'm thinking about buying a new bike, if I can afford it. It was the bike I've had. It's done me well, but I've had it now for about 17 years, which is quite scary considering I'm 29, so it's a really big chunk of my life I had the one bike for, so I think I'm due to buy myself a new bike. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, I also bought myself a new printer a while ago, which was really good. It's an Epson Photo PX700W, that's the one. So it's basically a professional colour printer. It's got a built-in scanner. It's also networkable, and it's also got Wi-Fi in it, so it means you can blink wirelessly to it, but I've set it up via the network with Wi-Fi. I like Wi-Fi, but our router in the house for some reason is playing up and it only lets one thing in the house connect to it, and that is somebody's iPhone, which is a bit weird that nothing else connects it bar that, so we think the router's troubling the way, but since we don't often use it, it doesn't really bother us. Well, I think that's basically it for this podcast. Sorry it hasn't been the longest one in the world, and it's not been the most interesting one in the world, but there it goes. And once again, I do really, really apologize about the virus that you may have got on the website. So, if you may have got it, please run your virus scanner just to be double sure that you don't. So, if you use Windows, I would recommend you download AVG, the free version. And if you have a Mac, I don't even know if Macs have virus checkers, quite honest. And again, Linux, I don't know if they've got virus checkers either, to be honest, because I don't really think Macs or Linux really needs them. But there it goes, that's it for this podcast, and I'll speak to you all in the near future. Bye for now.